the Diaries of a Diet podcast with Danny Fennessy. Hello, hello, or shall I say hello? Oh my God. Oh, Danny, why was that so annoying when I said it? I'll leave that to Alvis. All right, look, you've been in my DMs, you've been annoying me for a very, very long time, but I have finally got him in the studio, Fano. I've provided a hot chocolate, I've lured him in with that, and we sit down and have a really, really cool chat. In this episode, we talk about the time that he met Rihanna, his modeling career for Pride Month with Champion, and the defining moment that he came to terms with his sexuality. I mean, he went viral and charmed us all with his hilarious videos with Lance over lockdown, but can I just say his humour is just so infectious, and he is just as fabulous in real life as he is through the internet. All right, enough from me. I give you Alvis. You know what? Honestly, I don't actually know what to introduce you as, because you're like dancer, actor, model,
actor.
Influencer.
I don't even know either. Honestly, I don't.
Well, are you a teacher as well?
Well, I have to behave like, you know, because I'm a dance teacher at high school.
Oh, yeah.
I need to realise I need to behave. And
yeah, true, because your students might listen to this, yeah. Eh? Oh, yeah, so what do they call you at school?
They call me Sir, they call me Miss, they call me Alvis, and I just go along with anything and everything, to be honest.
Cool. Well, Alvis, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Like, I know that you're so busy. Oh, you're not going to lie, I've been sliding your DMs for ages trying to get you.
I'm so sorry. Honestly, I just don't even check sometimes. Just so many people there's so many people in there I have to scroll through, and I'm just like, if they're not hot, I'm not tapping. No, I'm kidding.
If you see the profile picture, is that what you do?
Like, yeah,
see
the profile picture. I look at the profile picture, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're so cute. And I scroll on their page, like, oh, they've got a whole family. I better not. Or they're married, and I'm like, I better not.
Okay, well, I'll change my profile picture if I'm trying to get your attention.
To a hot ass guy, then you'll get my attention.
Okay, cool, I'll remember that. But hey, I just appreciate you being here, because I know you're so busy. But how are you? How's everything?
Everything's great. Yeah, I have been quite busy this year. I'm a dancer for the Royal Family, as you know. Mm-hmm. We just came off a New Zealand tour a few weeks ago, and then I was back into work teaching at school, and then I was just trying to do all my content in between all of that as well. So
look at you, yeah. Eh? How does your teaching job work around that? Like, are they all good with you taking time? Because you're at Manurewa High, right?
I'm at Manurewa High School, represent.
South represent.
Yeah, I know. As they hired me, they already knew what I was as a person. So they shouldn't have expected anything less from me. I always ask though, if there's anything you don't want me to post, you just let me know. But I always go through my HOD and I just show her. I'm like, oh, do you think this is all good? If I feel like it's a bit, you know, off the mark, if you get what I mean. But no, me and my HOD comes back and she's like, oh, just post it, it's you, who cares? Like,
yeah,
type
that's
vibe.
Awesome.
So she's really cool and supportive.
I'm glad that they support you with that kind of stuff, because I mean, yeah, it's been a ride for you this year, especially.
Definitely.
Hey, because I first met you, gosh, this would have been going back, when was it, like a couple of years ago, when Paris came and helped us out when I used to work at another radio station. We did like a promo, and Paris Goble, shout out Paris, she came along and then you guys were there as well, which, are you right?
I just burped because of the hot chocolate. I'm sorry, guys. Oh my gosh, how embarrassing. I was trying to hold it in for so long.
This is a podcast. It's not live radio, so you can just do whatever you want to do. Burp, fart, have your hot chocolate, do whatever you want to do. This is not professional. Not professional at all.
Yeah.
So we're all about just relaxing.
Cool. I can relax now.
Yeah, we'll just take a deep breath. Have a hot chocolate.
Yeah.
It's a Sunday. We're recording this on a Sunday. So I mean,
who's even awake on a Sunday?
I know. Us, we. What are we?
I know. What the heck?
Yeah, we do this because it's important. It's important, right? Important messages to share. How did your busking go yesterday?
Oh my gosh. Let's just say, if I can do that, I can do anything. I literally threw all my morals and pride out the window. The busking video will be out soon if it's not already, if these guys listening later. Anyway, it'll be out soon. And me and Lancey just thought we'd do a busking challenge. Don't know why the heck we would go to Sylvia Park and embarrass ourselves in front of all these people. We didn't realise when we were we just thought we'll go do our busking and just few people will come stand.
Yeah.
It ended up building a little crowd. So then we got really bad anxiety and we're just like, what the heck? Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. we sort of, you could see both of us no, you go. So But anyway, we made like some good money. We only did it for like 20 minutes. Oh. We made like over $200, so we're happy with that. We went night markets after that and spent all the money.
Did you? Yeah. Well, because Sylvia Park is not the quietest place.
No, it's not.
And I feel like if there's any kind of like, you know, action going on, people are just like, you know,
they gravitate.
Yeah, they gravitate towards it. They're like, oh, what's that noise? And then you would have had like so many people. So what were you dancing or singing?
I was doing everything. I was dancing, I was singing, I was representing my country, Tonga. I had my Tongan flag, I had my wig, I was being bad girl, rewind your waist figure, it's rock the bot, what a guan. Yeah, I was doing everything, like literally, but I felt like I had to channel my ancestors to help me out on this one, because I was like, please, if there's anything I need help with, it's now, because there's so many people watching. But you know, Tongan people, or just Poly people in general, we just love performing, to be honest. We don't care what we look like or what we do.
Yeah,
we just leave it all on.
When did you first start performing? Because for me, because I'm Cookie, right? And for me, when I was like, since probably like two, three years old, my nana would like get up, do the hula, like in front of everyone. And I was like 3 years old. There's photos of me, like, you know, I look sad as like, okay. And then everyone would come and like put the dollars.
Yeah. That's the only reason why we did it. No, I started performing years ago back in primary school when I knew I was unique, different. My sister just used to put me into the talent quest, but because she was the judge, because she was the older one, she was like the hit, like school leader of the school, but they used to do it. She used to just tell me to do it. I'll dance and I'll always make the final and come first. That's hence why I was like, okay, I want to be a performer.
Yeah.
So that's when I knew I wanted to dance or just be an entertainer.
Did you just love the feeling?
Yeah, I just love the feeling of just dancing in front of people. Yeah, all the kids used to turn their heads and laugh and, you know, cheer or like whatever it was. But I was like, I'm living my best life here on stage.
Yeah, because you're very confident, right?
Yeah.
But you said when you were busking, you got quite like, you know, shy and embarrassed and anxiety. Like, is that a normal feeling for you?
Yeah, or? Like it takes a lot to put yourself out there, because, you know, even though you say I'm so confident, righty, righty, rah, you still have the back of your head like, oh my gosh, what the frick are you doing out on here? Like you're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah.
So it always just comes into your head, you know, you always have that slight sneaking of that thought. But no, other than that, when I came off, like, I was like, let's just get out of here. I think back at it, I'm just like, I don't give a
Well, exactly. You're already here, right?
I really did it. Like, what else is there to do? We have to come and put on the show that we told everyone we're going to do. It's too late now to back away. So, yeah.
It's probably like more embarrassing if you like pull out. Then everyone's like oh, pie. These guys build
exactly.
up. So, because you do a lot of content with Lance. Is Lance like one of your best mates? Or?
Yeah, I would consider him as one of my best mates. He's just an awesome guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just trying to break that barrier of, because honestly, people are just like, it feels like, you know, gay people can't hang around with straight people. Like, it's not a thing. So that's what I mean. Like, with me, him being one of my best mates, it breaks that barrier or stereotype or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you can be friends with whoever you want.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is. Like,
has there been the rumors yet that you and Lance are dating?
No, a lot. People just comment that, and I'm just like, what the f***? Yeah. Like, people are just f***ed in the head.
Yeah, same as me, because one of my best mates is gay.
Yeah.
Like, really, like, I guess you're whatever people want to stereotype gay, right? Like, short hair, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And we hang out all the time. Like, we have sleepovers. Like, we do everything together. Mm. We're just best mates.
Yeah.
But everyone thinks that, like, we're together. I'm like, oh my God, guys, people can actually hang out without,
being
together. Even if you both like girls, you know?
It's like the whole thing. Even when I'm working with my friend that's a girl in the mall, you know, there's, sorry, I'm burping again.
Oh, that hot chocolate.
What did you put in this?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Kill me?
Yeah, surprise.
Oh my gosh, and I just.
Yeah, I wanted to make headlines somehow. So
Be good news on Monday.
Yeah.
No, so like when I was working with my friend in the mall, she's a girl, but you know, there's people that sell stuff on the side.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, would you and your husband like to? I'm like, me? Her husband? Look at me. And I start talking, they just start laughing. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with you guys? Honestly. They're just judging us. Like, it's just my good friend. And they're just like, is this your partner? Is this your husband? Would you just like to try this? I'm like, oh my gosh. Do I really look that cute to be like, you know, straight?
Yeah. Do you get offended at all?
No, I don't get offended. I just laugh. It's hilarious. Because I'm like, wow, I actually look that butch to be like someone's husband. But I always get it. Even when we were in Samoa, we were sitting there eating. And the Samoan ladies come in. They're like, they say, is this your husband?
Yeah.
I'm like, darling, baby, honey, wait till you hear me speak.
Yeah. Well, I guess they don't really want to like judge, you know, come up and like, make you feel like excluded or anything like that. But so are you, did you say you're Tongan?
Yeah, full Tongan.
So you're full Tongan?
Yeah.
Oh, true. What is that like, were you born here?
I was born in here. I was born in Green Lane, National Women's.
Okay.
I think, like the rest of us 1990 babies.
Yeah,
I was born here.
Okay, cool. And how's, what do you like with your cultural side of your family?
I love my cultural side. I'm not fluent in speaking Tongan, but I do know how to speak Tongan here and there. I do understand everything though.
Yeah,
but I'm not, close to it as much as I want to be.
So is that a journey for you as well?
Yeah, that could be a journey. It could be. I haven't latched onto that journey, but I will get to there. I will get there one.
Time or another. That's like me. Like when I was growing up, I was like, because you know that saying, like I felt like I was too white for the brown girls, too brown for the white girls. And then I was like, oh, and you add your sexuality on top of that. I was like so confused. I was like trying to like identify with my culture side and then sexuality. I was like, God, this is so confusing. There were these like people that just knew who they were, 16 years old. I was like, oh, must be nice.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's just a journey for all of us, really. Mm. Hey, but that's the beauty of it. Because how old are you now? You're like
30?
Oh, so you said you were born in 1990?
No, I said the 1990 babies. I'm 1994. Sorry. I'm 27. Still young. Thank you. All my friends turned 30.
Yeah, I'm 30 this year too.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, all my older friends, because I hang out with older people, they all turned 30 this year. I'm like the youngest one in the group, so.
Yeah. Because I'm up to that as well, like going to all the 30ths and stuff, and everyone's like having babies.
That's how you know we're old, Because like I just feel like years ago we were attending 21-year-olds. 21st.
The 20s go fast.
It does. I felt like it did.
I remember when I was like turned 21, I was like, I got ages until I'm 30. And then I turned 25 and I'm like, oh, okay, it's getting pretty close. And then boom, that 25 to 29, that's a blur.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what happened.
I went to our 21st birthday recently and I was like, is this what we really acted like at 21? Feels like they're still 18. Yeah. You get what I mean? So I was just like, I thought I was old at 21 when I turned 21. But man, I was like, these people are so immature.
I think, I was talking to Storm before about, have you been to R&B before?
No, I've been to RNA though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Same thing.
Just different places. Well, I went to R&B, but I went when I was like 18, 19. Mm. And I think back then I was just like, I would not be able to handle that now if I went down there. Like people poo in each other's tents and they just do like real nasty stuff, eh? Like,
is it a thing? They just poo in the tent and do what? Just leave it then sleep next to it?
No, they'll poo in someone else's tent.
Oh.
They're so out of it that they just like, because I don't know if they do the campground now. I think they might have stopped that. But this was back in my day. So it was so crazy. And I think back now, I'm like, how did I do that? Like at 18, 19
But that's
okay
because it's fun, isn't it?
Well, I guess when you're 18, you're like, ah, cool. But I feel like now I'd be like, that's disgusting. Clean your shit up. So you're right. Like the growth. We're all about the growth. Mm. I feel like we've got a little bit of your backstory now. Yeah. But I mean, because we all see the funny Elvis that makes content on social media. And I mean, your videos blew up with Lance over lockdown, right? How did you guys come up with that content? Ideas? Because I struggle to find content, ideas. And then here you guys are having one a day. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh, that, honestly, it's because we had nothing to do. Imagine just being in a room.
Yeah.
You got nothing to do. So you just come up with stupid ideas. We literally knew from when we left LA, we're like, let's be roomies and let's just be stupid in quarantine because there's nothing else to do unless scratch each other's back, but like you know what I mean.
That'll start the story all over again.
Oh my gosh! So we just literally got into a room. We literally just had to stay in this room or go outside, stay in the room. So we're just like, let's just come up with stupid videos.
Yep.
And that's what we did. Like, well, I'll wake up and be like, hey, I'm gonna go outside for a walk and I'll be back, and then we'll talk about what we're gonna do today.
Yep.
And I'll come back in. He's on his laptop, just doing his own stuff. I'm like, okay, let's do this, and then we'll just go back and forth with our ideas.
Yeah.
And we're like, hopefully this works, and then we'll film it.
Yeah.
We'll edit it, and then we're like, ooh. We don't know if we thought that because we made a ghost one. Did you say a ghost one?
Yeah, with the sheets.
We thought that was going to be really dry because there was no talking in it. It was literally just quietness. But we found out that actually was one of our funniest ones that we put out there.
Yeah.
Even though we just didn't know what the crowd was going to react, but we didn't care. We're just like, we're stuck in quarantine. This is for everyone.
Yeah.
So it was just that going back and forth.
I think it's quite cool with Kiwi humor. Like everyone's dry.
Yeah.
You know, like if you look at something and you're like, oh, it's so dry.
But someone else might find it funny.
Yeah, you know, like I feel like a majority of people will be like, God. Dry. And the people that don't laugh, they're probably like, I don't know, their humour is just like, why would they even follow you anyway? Okay, Karen, like over there, you can go over there with your other content pages.
Yeah.
But no, that was absolutely hilarious. Yeah. I saw those through lockdown. I was just like, oh, thank you so much. Because where were you guys coming from when you were making
from LA. We were doing Savage Fenty over there. Lancey was in the show. I was Paris's assistant.
Sorry about it. So tell us a little bit. Tell us a little about that. Can you tell us about
It was great. I just went over. Just Paris was like, come over. You know, she just honestly, she's, I love you so much, Paris. If you listen to this.
Yeah. Can I just say, she is like killing the
game,
eh? She is
the bomb.com, honestly. Honestly. Not only is she just my dance choreographer, she's one of my best friends. So we call on each other all the time. Yeah.
Is she based in LA?
Yeah, she's based in LA.
Can you just go over when you, well, obviously COVID's a bit hoo-ha now, but like if you want to go to LA, you're like, Paris, I'm coming over. I'm going to stay at your house.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she actually said to, when I was doing a promo with her, like a Weezer, she was like, if you want to come to LA, like just let me know.
Yeah.
Like that's how humble she
is. Yeah, she is. She's like so like, you know, everyone forgets that she's human.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, girl, everyone needs to relax. She's human.
Yeah, she's
great. She just went and stayed at her house.
Cool.
And
so
she's
cool.
Like, here's a towel. Like, it's normal. People don't think, like, you know, like, here's your towel. Like, here's your room. Like, they think that she has chaperones or something.
I'm like, girl,
we're just normal people. Pollies.
That's why, you know, like, that was such a Polly inviting thing for her to do. Like, just like, oh, yeah, just come over.
Like, it's a thing that we do, though. That's a, such a Polly thing.
Yeah, no matter where you are in the world, eh?
It's like, just come over, stay at mine.
Yeah, like mattresses in the lounge. Like,
Exactly. Sleep on the couch.
Yeah, four-post beds or anything like that.
Remember Cinderella's bed? Who cares? You're sleeping on the ground.
Grateful. Oh, that's so cool. So, did you get to meet Rihanna when you were there?
Yes, I did get to meet Rihanna. I met everyone. Obviously, you know, being her sister, I had to follow her around. Like, Rihanna, I walked past her, but her name's Robin.
Do you have to address her as Robin?
No, you just have to, you know, it's just
weird. You don't want to be like, Rihanna?
Yeah, Rihanna. Like, it's like Robin, and her best friend's name's Melissa, if you still don't know.
Oh, okay. Her best friend, eh?
Yeah, her best friend's Melissa. Anyway, so yeah, I did meet Robin. I also met like Paris Hilton. Like, it was just like, I just met so many, you know, but you have to stay professional.
Yeah. So what were you like when you were meeting these?
Inside, I was like screaming, but like on the side, I was holding the laptop.
Yeah.
Arch back, straight back, actually. Yeah. Just like, you know, being there. And she's like, go get my lunch. So I'll go get her lunch, come back. But, you know, it's a whole thing. Like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, she's
like,
these superstars.
The like, ah!
Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, this woman, that's Paris Hilton. That's, you know. Of Willow Smith, that's like, you know, just all these different like high top celebrities. And there was a waiting room as well, which I had to film in this waiting room because she just wanted to see the playback of the videos.
Yeah.
And they used to come and sit right next to me because I had to be right at the TV. And just to wait in the room, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're literally, I could touch these celebrities.
You weren't burping then,
or? No, it wasn't burping. I was like... being very professional. Like, it's like, did you want some water, darling? Like, you know, like, no, I'm fine. Like, me acting as if I run the whole show.
Is there anything you need?
Exactly.
You know, do you need an assistant? Yeah, I can help you out if you want to stay on. Oh, what a cool opportunity.
It was so cool and I loved it. I'm so grateful. It taught me a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was great.
Was it? Was everyone cool? Like,
yeah,
in real
everyone's
life?
Lovely. Yeah, everyone's cool. Like I said, human.
Yeah, they're just human.
Yeah, they're just human. But everyone puts them like on this thing, but I'm just like, no, everyone's cool. Really nice.
They're just creatives.
Yeah, exactly.
Have got a platform and they have like, you know, made it. So
yeah.
I guess if you can relate to that as well, you know, and just understand that they just want to do what they love.
Exactly.
And appreciate that, then they'll probably feel that and know that as well. Because at the end of the day, they just want to get treated like humans
as well. Exactly. They cry.
Yeah.
They eat, they shit the same way as us.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's the same.
Yeah, yeah. They fart and burp and do all
exactly.
that as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy heck, you met Rihanna. Oh, sorry, Robin. Yeah,
Robin.
So what's the plan? What's the plan now for you?
The plan now, so I'm going back to LA. Can't say what it is for yet. So I'm going back in
you're gonna be in a movie,
3 weeks. No, I wish I was in a movie. Just going back to, I wish.
Just start a rumor, Roy.
Yeah, let's just start a rumor. Just start a rumor. Guys, I'm back to LA. I'm doing a Netflix program.
Heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
You're going to turn on Netflix in a year and Alice is going to be the star of it.
The show. It's just...
I'm going to get your autograph right now.
And then
now.
Come next to you, they're like, remember when you said you're on Netflix?
Like, all got cancelled, right?
Shut up. No, yeah, going to LA in 3 weeks and then coming back and then doing an Australian tour of the Royal Family.
Whoa, cool.
But in between all of that, I still want to just try to push heaps of content out so I can just keep making myself better, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, cool. Because you're getting awesome opportunities. Let's talk about the Champion campaign as well. Oh. That was so cool.
Yeah, so I was actually on the New Zealand tour when I got that email from my agency. Shout out to Jay now.
Yep.
My agency sent me that and I was like, what the heck? Like, I was like, Champion? Model? What the heck?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you just wouldn't think that me... Like I said on my post, if you've seen it, like me being who I look like, how big, like my plus size look, I just thought I wouldn't be able to seize that opportunity. But when they offered it to me, I was like very grateful. Like I went to Melbourne, stayed in the hottest hotel, the W Hotel.
Is that the one with the video?
Yes, that's the one with the video. Yeah, I didn't even know what the W Hotel was. It's not until Lancey was like, where are we staying? I was like, sent him the itinerary and he's like, what the f*** and I was like, what are you talking about? Is this hotel shit? Because I don't even know what the W is. I'm like, what the heck? And he's like, this is such a cool hotel. And then we went and it was just like really
and that's the video and you're like, my daddy owns this.
Yeah, my daddy owns this, this hotel.
That looks flash.
It was so flash. Like, I think the pool was like right up in the sky. And then it had all these lights and it just everything was just so nice there.
What do you do? What's the first thing you do in a hotel?
Oh, I just check out everything in the hotel. I touch everything. You know when it says don't touch? That's me. I'm touch. Yeah, like touch everything in
jump
the
on
hotel.
The bed,
yeah, jump on the bed. Yeah, yeah, it was just it's a whole thing for me. I'm just like, whoa. Yeah. Unless it's like the Sardinia and Christchurch, which we're boring. We stayed for quarantine. I was like, stink.
Oh, to the Sardinia.
Yeah.
Sardinia, like, if you're listening, still key for three nights though.
Still love you guys. Yeah. From you know, still love you, but it was so like compared to the W, oh my gosh.
Must be like a one letter thing. Like they don't actually need a whole name.
Yeah,
like
they
they're
don't.
So good. Yeah. They're just like one letter.
Yeah,
that's,
W.
That's all we need. And like Lance knew what it was just
yeah,
from one
exactly.
letter.
Exactly.
That's when you know it's good.
Yeah.
So back to Champion.
Yeah.
So are you an ambassador for them or was that just a Pride Month?
It was
thing?
Just a Pride Month sort of thing. So I was an ambassador for the Pride Month range that they just let out.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just like we went and there was five of us, five talents. We sort of just first time meeting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just so lovely. Everyone that came was just so lovely. Even the directors, everyone made us feel so comfortable. All the clothes that they gave us was really nice.
Cool.
And I didn't realize that we're going to be plastered up in, you know, the windows and the alleyways and stuff in Australia. So yeah, it was just a big moment for me. I felt like that like really boosted my confidence and like made me realize like if I can do that, like I said, I can do anything once again.
Just there's so many opportunities.
Yeah, there
right,
is.
Right at your what's the saying? Right at the door, right at your doorstep.
Right at your doorstep.
Right at your doorstep.
Yeah,
is that the saying?
I think so.
Okay, okay, so what? Where can people see your the Champion shoot?
So if you just like want to go buy things on Champion, I think we're still on the website, which we're just modeling on the website. Yeah. Or it's on
you're
the
what, blue, eh? Is
yeah,
that everyone's
blue.
Got a colour?
Everyone's got a colour. I've got the blue one.
Bright blue, eh?
Yeah, like radiant. Like it's
teal,
a
teal, aqua, yeah. I was like, oh, it suits
and
you.
And it looks cute, eh? Yeah, no, you can just go on the Champion website or Champion Instagram or just go on my page and you can just see me and my story there.
Yeah, because I remember Champion, like, I think I was, like, probably 15, 16 years old when that brand, and I was like, I used to love that brand.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's only really just come out.
Yeah, it faded out for a little bit, and then it came up, and then I'm, like, laughing because the night markets are selling it for, like, $5.
Like the rip-off version of it.
Yeah, and I'm like, why the... And they sell Nike, like, you know, they sell everything. I'm like, oh, my gosh, night markets are doing the absolute most.
Are you a fan of night markets? Because you said you went last night.
I love the night markets, not the clothing side, because that's all... You know, fake stuff.
But it
I
looks
love the
legit.
Food.
Some
it does
of this
look
stuff,
legit.
Hey? Yeah.
But then you see every, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry wearing, and they're like, okay, how did everyone get all their clothes? Like, night markets.
Night markets.
But it's okay, it's cute. I'm not saying it's bad, but you know.
Yeah. Where were you brought up?
I was brought up in Ellerslie.
Oh, true.
When I was younger. I was at Ellerslie for 13 years, ever since I was born. I went to One Tree Hill College.
Okay.
It was Penrose back then. Then we stayed in Ellerslie, then we moved to Mount Wellington, Odahu, so that's where I've been since.
I just moved to Ellerslie yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you have to tell me all the spots.
Oh, you'll love it.
I don't even know anywhere around there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like lost as, like, because I'm from South. That's where I was brought up.
Oh, yeah, whereabouts is that?
Papakura.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I was born in Manurewa, and then I moved to Papakura when I was about 8, 9 years old, and then stayed there until I was about 18. So that's my hood. Like, I know South Auckland, but now I live in Ellerslie because work's
it's
like town.
Bit,
and I'm
eh?
Just like, oh, what is this town? Like, I don't even know.
It's cute. It's actually really cute. You'll get all the kids from the school come over to catch their bus or buy fish and chips. Like, it's a whole thing there.
Oh, real? Okay, cool. Well, you have to, after this, you can give me some spots to go and eat and stuff like that. Because there's Sylvia Park's not far.
Yeah.
So that's good. So let's go back to you with your Tongan side and growing up. Because do you like identify as gay or are you just kind of like, is what it is?
It is
or
what it is, to be honest. Like, I don't say that I'm gay.
Yeah.
Like, not that I'm embarrassed or anything. I don't even give a f-
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
mean like I just don't run around like, hey everyone, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Everyone
just
already knows.
Yeah.
But I don't have to tell them. So I just I'm just me. I just love being Elvis.
Yeah. And has your family been all good with that?
Yeah, because like I said, dad hasn't been in my life. Who cares about that? That's not even why we're here. But
no,
mum,
you can talk about whatever you want. Hashtag relatable.
Yeah, it's like, bye dad, who cares about him? See ya, missing pieces. No jokes.
Where is that show? Where did that show go?
I don't know, but I loved watching that show because you know why? I used to be like, I want to go and look for my dad. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, well, I'll start another podcast up and we'll do like missing pieces.
Yeah,
because my dad's like the same. I don't know where
he
is.
And then he walks through the door and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, actually, if you shut your eyes. No,
don't even go there, okay? I'm going to shut my
eyes. I never said your eyes open so wide. I'm like, he thought his dad was going to walk through the door.
Door. you're so mean. I can't believe you would do that to me. I've had enough of the show. I'm going. The show.
Just imagine. Okay, no.
Just imagine if you did do that to me. Like, I was all set up. My whole family walks in. No jokes.
Okay, I do some research, but like not that much research. Yeah. Like, that's way too much.
No, then
like,
you bring someone from Russia. My dad's not Russian. Your dad. You're like, yes, it is.
Like a Samoan or something. Yeah. And you're like, that's not my dad. Like, but your mum said, oh, no. Plot twist.
Yeah. You're actually half Samoan. Oh my gosh, don't even do that.
Jeez, okay, I won't do that. I'll remember, I'll write that down. Okay, so don't bring funny. In the dad. Storm,
no, bring it.
Storm,
bring
don't
it.
Bring him in. Don't bring him in. Oh. Leave him out there. No. Okay, so your dad's other picture. Okay, yeah. What about your family and stuff? Because
Mum, sister. So like when I was younger, like I said, I was too scared to come out when I was in high school.
Yeah,
so
let's talk about that,
When I used to cry, she'd just be like, it's because I'm fat. What? Like that was my go-to. I don't know why.
What, because you were crying? You were crying?
Yeah, because I was crying. But it was actually because I didn't want to come out that I was gay.
Oh, but so you used an excuse about
excuse. The wall came up and I was like, it's just because everyone's laughing at me because I'm fat and I'm ugly. Like, but really, I was just like...
I like boys.
Yeah.
So when did you know? When did you start to realise?
I think I knew after... Because in third form... It was towards the end of third form because we went to the social and I was grinding on the screw and I got a stiffy. So I was like, okay, that was third form.
Yeah.
But then after that, like it just started heading into like me just feeling different.
Uh-huh.
Like, I always knew when I was younger that I was different.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean like my, how do I say it? Me being attracted to the boys.
Yeah, like the hormones kicked in and stuff.
It was that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just puberty. Different. Yeah.
And you were like,
the whole thing.
Were you starting to like look at boys a bit
different?
Yeah,
look at boys. So, it was just like, oh my gosh, why am I looking at boys? I'm gay. Ah, help me. I want to burn in hell.
Did you do the first thing where you're like, I'm bi?
No.
You're like, oh. Were you confused though? Because you used to get like erections on the girls?
Yeah, third form, I was just confused, but I wouldn't say I was bi. Because I didn't know that whole bi gay, like that whole thing. It was not even a thing. Yeah. It was never talked about, so I just didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Like I said, and then through high school, I just stayed straight. Doing my thing.
Did you go have girlfriends and stuff?
No, I didn't really get any girlfriends. Okay. I just hang around with girls. Everyone just probably knew, but you know, they're just...
Yeah, it just is what it is, eh?
It is what
like,
it is.
It's not. No one's really going to say anything until you are ready to say something.
Exactly. I'm just glad I didn't get rushed or hiding in high school. Like, I stood my ground in high school, so I was...
Why did that happen in your high school?
No, it didn't happen, but you know, when people just like come out of high school and they've either got a hiding or something for something that they did.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I just stood my ground and whatever was said. You say I used to get anxiety in the little third forms. When I was older, the third forms used to be like, are you gay? I'll be like,
oh,
you know, just because they don't know, they don't understand, they're not educated, so they just don't understand. Asking that could actually, because I used to get like mad anxiety when I was year 13. Like I used to be like really happy-go-lucky and then as soon as the year 9 starts, they're like, oh, he's gay. I'm like, oh my gosh, get him out of here. If I, you know, give him a good hiding, like, you know, because I'm not. And they're like, just leave him, like, it's fine. I'm like, no, just leave him, you know, move him away if I kick him into next week.
It's always the younger
it
ones,
is. They just don't get it.
It's like, it's kind of a catch-22 because you want them to be outspoken and speak their mind and all that, but then it's also like, you know, there's a time and a place. And I find the same, like, I've only, when I'm out with, like, my girlfriends and if we're holding hands and stuff, it's always the younger kids that say things.
Yeah.
They're always just like, I use gay, miss.
Yeah,
like,
you know, it's like, that whole thing.
Oi, two chicks holding hands. It's always the younger kids. It's it never is. Really, like, or you'll get the, you know, maybe like the older generation maybe look down, but they won't really say anything.
Yeah,
but it's never really ones. like our age. I feel is a bit more like, you know, like,
who exactly. Cares?
But yeah, it's quite interesting that maybe you're right. It's they're not educated enough. Yeah, the younger. What about working in a school? Did the students ever say anything? Or?
No, the students don't say anything. I just feel like they're just more respectful because they know if they talk like that to a teacher, they're stood down, or they just know the repercussions of the consequences. So yeah, they won't say anything. Because if they do,
detention.
Not even detention. I'll be like, I'm losing my job. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'll behave.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Start throwing hands with the students. No, I'm kidding. No, I won't do that. I'm sorry, Principal Pete. I will never do that.
Never, ever.
Yeah, like the students. They're really good. Especially at Rewa because we hold the gay flag in the air when you drive
them. Yes, they do so much.
They do so much for our people. So,
yeah,
like Rewa's like, I feel like Rewa's really inclusive to everything that they do. Like we had a full 1 week assembly just about Pride Month.
That's
and so
awesome.
I had to sit on stage every day and they watched my story.
Oh, really cool.
Yeah, it was a whole thing, but I cried on the first one, but I was lucky I was facing the other way.
Why'd you cry?
Because it brought back memories.
Of?
of just like trying to help someone in the crowd that's probably doing something that I'm going through. Because, you know, like they're all watching it. So when I was watching, I was like, I hope this helps one person. I don't care if it helps one person in this assembly, just as long as they know that they are loved. So when I was watching, I was like, oh my gosh, because I did that quite a few years ago.
What was it? What were they watching?
So I did this mini series, I think called it was called Weaving Rainbows.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I did a little, just a little thing about myself, how I came out, and just how I'm just not even came out. It was just me being who I was,
yeah,
and people loving me for who I was,
yeah,
and that my sister, because my sister spoke on it and just said that they will always protect me type of thing. So yeah, it was just a whole thing for me where I was watching. I was like, oh my gosh, but it was cool because the response I got through the whole school was great. Like everyone was coming up to me, they're like, oh, you're so cool, like so brave. So like it was a, like I said, it helped.
Yeah,
it went through the assembly.
That's so cool because I find that it's quite funny because, well, it's not funny, but lack of a better word, a lot of people are feeling their feelings. I don't know, well, sounds like what you as well, but for me, you know, like when we're younger and we have the, we're trying to, like I was saying, we're trying to suss like our everything out, like how we feel, our hormones, our cultural identity, what we want to do when we leave school. And then you add the sexuality thing on top of it where it shouldn't really be a big thing, but it is a big thing, you know, like you're choosing, like a partner is a big thing in life, and that depends on who you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that if people hear stories of these other people that they can relate to and that are going through the same thing, I think it really saves lives at the end of the day. Because that was like, for me, I didn't know any gay people when I was growing up or anything like that. But just hearing the stories, I was like, oh my God, they're just like me.
Exactly.
Like I felt like, you know, there was like a group that I could kind of go into. Because there was a group for like, you know, Pacifica and like, you know, like all these different groups. I was like, where's the group for like people that are confused on their sexuality? They didn't really have that in school or anything like that. So what did you talk about in your Weaving Rainbows?
It was three sections. So I just talked about my opening as in being a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went into the section where my sister and my two sisters came on and they're just talking to how they support me and how life has been for me. Type vibes. And then at the end, all my friends were just on Mission Bay Beach eating fish and chips, just talking how much they love me and all of that. So that's where I am. Like, but it was like I said, it relates back to even like parents have reached out to me to talk to me about their children.
Yeah.
And the number one thing I've learned as when I was growing up is like hearing the word when you get called gay or faggot, like all of that, when you get called that, it puts it into your head and it makes you believe that you are gay and that you are faggot, even at the age when you don't know who you are. So I feel like that helped towards why the way I grew up, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
And people are like, you're a faggot, you're gay.
Yeah.
Like it just makes me like, when I'm at the age, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Like it, you know, I don't know what the feeling is, but it's just like a whole thing.
Did you feel like something was wrong with you?
Yeah, that's when I knew it was definitely, I was definitely gay. I was definitely
because you were affected by it.
Because I was affected, like, I was affected by it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And like I said, because when the parent asked me, they're like, yeah, I've got a child that's going through the same thing as you. And then I said to them, just don't, make sure the family don't call him gay or faggot because that's going to push him, you know, to the edge, because it's not going to help. It's not going to support him. But I just said, just let him be, just support him all the way through. It's not easy.
What do you think helped you?
What helped me was, I went to a performing arts school after I left high school. And there was other transgenders there. There were other gay people there. And I affiliated with these people. I was like, they're so confident. Like I said, I wasn't that confident after that. I was like, they're so confident with who they are. They're like talking about, oh, I'm going to go to my boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go to this person's house. Oh, I'm like, you know, it's a whole thing for them. And here's me still like, trying to fight it away.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was a whole year. I think I did that whole year still being not gay.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I loved hot guys in our class. I'm just saying, like, it was the whole thing. But, like, they were just so confident, comfortable. Shout out to my one of my bestest friends. I call her my sister, actually. I'm Anaki Prescott. She's a beautiful woman, I should say. Mm-hmm. She supported me through everything. But like I said, even in the last year of drama school, they gave me this bloody freaking script. The scene to play. This character, sorry.
Yeah.
The character was this person that hadn't come out yet. So I was like, what the heck are you trying to say here? Like, you know, like, so I went on to the stage, like, not the stage, the floor to practice this character.
Yeah.
And I bursted out of the room crying because I was like, oh my gosh. It like,
real close to home.
Yeah, it was too close. I was like, I could just be me.
Attacked.
Yeah, I feel attacked. I was like, I'm just paying myself, you idiots. Can't believe you would give me this character.
Do you think they did it on purpose?
I don't know if they did it on purpose, but it definitely helped.
Yeah.
It definitely helped because I ran out and then Naki was there and I just cried to her and I was like, aww, I think I'm gay.
So that was the first person?
Yeah, that was the first person. I was like, Naki, I'm gay. I can't believe it. Like, it was a whole, even though I knew, but she is one of my only friends. Like, that wouldn't, because, you know, it's. I feel like it's bad if you just like, are you gay to someone? Like, it's not a, it's a really rude question.
Well, it's not like anyone goes up to someone and is like, are you straight?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know?
Because that just causes anxiety all over again. But she had never asked me if I was gay or not. And when I told her, I was like, I'm gay. She's like, baby, I really knew.
Yeah.
And then we just started laugh crying. Yeah, like, it was those ones. So I was like, I know, but, you know, I couldn't just say it. Like, it was the whole thing. So yeah, that's when I definitely knew, like, it was again, I told her, she was the first person I told.
And did it feel like a weight off your shoulders?
No, definitely, because then I told my sister, and then after that, I haven't even told mum. Like I said, me and mum haven't had a conversation about it, she already knows. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't feel like it's a thing that we need to have. Like, she doesn't have to sit me down. She just said that she loves me, always.
So to this day, you haven't actually, like, seen it with your mum, she just... It is what it is.
Brought a boy home and then I'm like, hey, mom.
Oh, actually. Yeah.
But it was late at night and I just walked past her. And then she's just so funny. I'm like, okay, bye. Like, it's no, she doesn't even care. Like, it's
real.
Like a.
Okay. So you got a good relationship with your mum then?
Yeah. Kinda... It's great. I love her so much. So,
She's just like,
parents.
She doesn't see gay, straight, whatever. She just sees Elvis, son, right? And she supports
you
regardless.
She comes home and she's like, because my name is in Tongan's Visi. She's like, Visi, oh my gosh, my work say you're famous. I'm like, what the heck? Who's a work people? Because, like, she's a cleaner, she's a supervisor, she loves it.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, these people show me your videos and you're so famous. I'm like, no, mum, I'm not famous. If I was famous, I'd buy us a house.
Yeah.
So stop saying I'm famous.
Yeah. Famous in New Zealand, maybe. Yeah.
I'm trying to pay the bills.
Yeah. Just be like, mum, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. I'll buy your house, mum, one day.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal, definitely.
We were just talking about that story. Yeah. This morning, that's like, that'd be the goal, just being able to buy your parents like whatever you want today.
Yeah.
Well, our mums for us.
Yeah,
right,
definitely. Not bad. No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, far out, man. That was such a cool journey that you just talked about. You're like, little situation where you were like acting out a scene, but it was just that realization moment, eh? And I think it's happens for a lot of people where you just don't realize when it's going to happen.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
I think it's so important to not like allow yourself to not rush anything in life, because you don't have to rush yourself for what you feel. Like, allow yourself to feel everything. Yeah. Like,
definitely.
Wow. Well, thank you. Look, we've been going for like 36 minutes, so I'll let you have your hot chocolate and all that.
I think it's cold now, chocolate.
Oh, your cold chocolate. Well, you can burp all you want and drink that.
So yum.
But thank you so much for taking the time out.
That's all right.
Is there anything you want to push? What's the next plans? I mean, you said you're going on tour though, right?
No, just follow Mosaic on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
That's our new platform.
What do they do?
Oh, we're just a collective that just likes to push. We just do content and stuff. It is going to grow, but... yeah, that's where we're putting all me and Lancey's videos on there now. So just on that Instagram page, the link is in the bio.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much.
That's all right.
I think you're wonderful, and please keep up the good work. And I just have a feeling that it's going to be a whole lot harder to track you down now. So I'll just take it and run with it. If I need you for like
even
season.
Even this interview shit, you're like, I need an accent to edit. You know what? Just put it on.
No, it'll be like I'll have to get something from you. You'll be like, sorry, I'm actually in LA with Robin.
Yeah.
I'm like, live your best life, sis.
Yeah.
But thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Diaries of a Dyke with Danny Fennessy. Thank you so much for listening. If you need more of a doad dosage, you can follow us on Instagram @Diaries of a Dyke. And I'll catch you next episode. Peace.